Hello again. Now, if you're a bit confused about all things COVID vaccination, I know it's a topic that goes on and on. It's not too surprising, though. Whilst the programme continues, the sands also continue to shift under our feet, with new advice streaming through daily, with the Oxford, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson vaccines, all up for discussion and clarification. The island is flying along with the programme, though. For so many, this is just a bit passé, as you've either had your COVID jab, one or two, or both, or are about to be given this. GP surgeries are fielding lots of vaccine queries, though, at the moment, with many more relevant and appropriate, really, for a 111 discussion. 111, though, may sometimes revert back to the GP surgery because, of course, we have the patient details. We know the client, so to speak. Then we may need to sort out and email to the vaccination coordinator to arrange a non-Oxford variety vaccination. It's quite a lot of work this last week or two. It's all about risk, of course. Risk is so relative, though, depending on circumstance. Drive 250 miles on a UK road and you have a 1 in a million chance of dying in a car crash. Catch COVID, develop symptoms in your 40s, and you've got a 1 in a 1,000 chance of dying from this novel viral infection. If you're over 75 and develop COVID symptoms, that can rise to as high as 1 in 8 chance of not surviving. However, if you're young, fit and healthy, the risks in theory of developing a blood clotting issue following, say, the Oxford jab, they're minute. Not quite 80 cases, with some 20 million doses given, but in the youngest age group, zero risk would be preferable. This is simply, though, impossible. In this world of organic mechanics, this is the ebb and flow of uncertainty we all have to wrestle with. So what happens if, say, COVID infections are reduced to such a low level, short-term memory forget about, what's gone before. Then, on being offered a jab with this tiny risk, no, I don't think I'll take that risk. You know how it goes. In reality, I can see a COVID variant vaccine being on offer maybe later this year, then a flu thing arriving, and it's significantly different from the last flu infections, given we've had a 2-year wait without flu, and so this little sneaky virus has a lot of time to reinvent itself. The GP nightmare then being bouts of new variant COVID circulating as flu arrives. Ooh, interesting times ahead, I think. Meantime, the surgeries and the meds service continue for now to run mainly by remote consultation. With an expectation of normal face-to-face visits to the surgery, maybe following shortly. It's remarkable what sensible folk forget to tell you on the phone, though, leading sometimes to diagnostic problems, or at least occasionally some delay in sorting things out. Many of our more mature island residents simply are too polite, too reserved, too concerned that they're being a nuisance. At this juncture, please don't go down that road. Thanks for all those who have sent some excellent photographs. We've all been seeing these en route. Excellent way of doing things at the surgery and at meds. For rashes in particular, it's brilliant and surely will continue to become a routine way of life to send this way your info. Likewise, text messages from the surgery via new software we've all had installed at first COVID lockdown last year are really working well as well. Online services continue to thrive, be it arranging repeat prescriptions, looking at test results or sending messages, it's all helping keeping us connected. Keep it going, please. On returning to a greater normality next week, say, all things being as they are at the moment, let's keep our new social norms alive as necessary. Wearing masks now, that can't be routine. Don't be worrying about that. Indeed, I feel quite exposed without it now. Let's not forget the staff caring for all our island's often very elderly population in many nursing and residential homes throughout Mona's Isle. What a year they've had. Remarkable service. Remarkable, and they deserve our grateful thanks, they really do. We can keep you updated, though, about GP and community health services as things hopefully return to a version of normal, fingers crossed, maybe in the next week or so. Till then, cheerio.